Of all my books, one of my favorite has to be Love Gods of a Forgotten Religion. The title of the book comes from a poem of the same name that I'm not going to include in this talk because it's in a different section that I've recorded it. This book followed on the heels of From an Unexpected Quarter, and while only about a third the thickness, it has many of my best works in it. The cover is of my second wife, Anne, and the photo was one that was taken of her by an ex-girlfriend of hers, Stephanie Fenter, who's a good friend of mine, a very gifted photographer in her own right, and not a bad poet when the mood strikes her. The whole concept of the book was to take really solid romantic metaphysical pieces and assemble them together. And this was the book I did at iUniverse midway between From an Unexpected Quarter and 101 Great Love Poems. And it hasn't always gotten the attention it deserves. It particularly deserves that attention because it does include The Patchwork Skirt of My Love, which was named the best poem of 2001 in the Predators and Editors Readers Poll. And it received some very good reviews. Loopy Basil in Emotions Magazine gave me a rather over-the-top round of applause in calling me a, quote, a living legend who will live beyond time, as his words are forever captured by his prolific pen. I'm not sure if I deserve the appellation living legend, but it is a nice thing to hear. I'm going to read a couple pieces from this book to give you a sense of the flavor of it. Now, one of the pieces is The Night of a Thousand Colors. Now, this poem contains a lot of very intimate metaphors for me, a lot of images, and I may explain some of them after I read it. But first, I'm just going to read it for you. Crisp, cold, and calculating. The proper pronouncements on tongues cut from leather, birthed in a sea of tranquility and madness. The blossom on a daffodil, crushed. A poet's hushed prayers and stairs that ascend a tower, friend to the night of a thousand colors. Duller than plain song, duller than a white plastic knife, serrated ridges worn off on the edge of the picnic table where we spread a feast, halfway down the road to the farthest ocean. Another catalog case of illusions and fantasies to sit on a shelf forever, like a lost clay wizard forever wondering of his exile from his brother. Another time, another place, another face, and another crime. Red as lips in shy surrender, indigo as the night. Hallucinations, benedictions, and sacred vows. Turning sanctuary into a prison, and survival into slow, lingering, wasted death. But my breath will not be wasted, and colors tasted never forgotten, as long as I have words and the will to use them. There are those who would argue that that poem is a little too obscure in its imagery, a little too connected with images from my life, that you almost have to be me to fully grasp the virtue in it. And that's true of a lot of the poems in this book. When I went back and actually read through it, and it's a funny thing that when I'm doing a book, I don't necessarily read through it. I take works and assemble them, turn them over to an editor, but I don't really sit down and read them and go, hey, you know, this is this and this is that, etc., etc., etc. I just don't do that. So later on, I go back and I read it and I go, wow, that connects at certain levels. Now, a couple other things about this book. One is, I dedicated it to Janet Innes. Now, Jan Innes is a friend of mine I've known for many years. We originally met on the internet. In fact, I was introduced to her by the original Panther, my first major totem muse. And when I started doing books, I started using Ms. Innes as my editor, because she's got an incredible eye for detail, and she knows the way I try to connect with things. Now, she didn't edit this book. She was going through a health crisis at the time, so I dedicated the book to her. The other interesting feature is that my old friend Larry Jaffe, who at the time was serving as the International Readings Coordinator for the United Nations Dialogue Among Civilizations Through Poetry, wrote the foreword to this book. And I was very pleased to have him on board with one of my projects. Now, there's one other poem in here I'd like to present, and it's called Reborn, or Reborn, depending upon how you like to pronounce the word. I'm going to try and do it without killing my voice, because it's a tough poem actually to read, because it's not a smooth piece. It's very jagged. It's very aggressive. A lot of hard consonants to it. And reading it is sort of a floor exercise for the voice. Spidering cracks in the tacky glass at the temperatures we dwell. Hell knells well the call of desperation. Courage cages of expectation. We hurl ourselves against the steel. We whirl ourselves upon the wheel. We curl ourselves until we feel reborn. The totality of the futility of the utility of our free wills, knowing well that in the end it is not our design that laid the mortar of our frustration. We steel ourselves against the night, conceal ourselves from coming light. We seal ourselves with frail delight. Reborn. Drag daggers across the thin skin and win again the sin we shed. Take the snake of William Blake and give wings to the whims of irony. We beat our breasts in hidden rage. We cheat our fates with mock courage. We meet our ends with penanced wage. Reborn. And yes, you did hear me make reference to William Blake. I always thought that he's one of the more interesting poets historically. His imagery, his influence on later poets, undeniable, undeniable. Extraordinary figure historically in the evolution of poetry. But I think Love God suffered heavily from an identity crisis compared with some of the other books. It wasn't the big, thick volume that From an Unexpected Quarter was, and it wasn't the marketing move that 101 Great Love Poems was. So it was kind of the bastard child in between those two. And that's no insult to it. It's a terrific book. I would have to say up till this point, if you only had two of my books in my library, in your library, from mine, I would say probably this book and Invocata would be the two. But it is one of the books that I'm considering next year taking out of circulation, in part because I want to cannibalize it. I'm putting out a large volume of books, tentatively entitled Theocracy, to kind of be the other end of the bookshelf to the complete Panther cycles. And there's several pieces in this book I want to use, and I don't necessarily want to have two books with several pieces overlapping. I think that's cheating the reading public. But it's a terrific book. Again, it did come out through iUniverse. And some of the pieces in it, including The Patchwork Skirt of My Love, and of course, the poem Love Gods of a Forgotten Religion, are certainly pieces that you need to be familiar with if you're going to be at all familiar with my canon. So that's about all I have to say about the book at this time. Thanks for listening, and catch a couple other of the stories of my books. Have a good day. This is William F. Devault.